This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Second case like this in just a couple of weeks. Remember the Florida man who shot his son-in-law when his son-in-law came home to surprise him, you know, at night? Mm-hmm. Well, a Texas police officer shot his son, who he thought was an intruder.
And Texas cops will shoot anything that moves.
This happened when the off-duty Dallas cop returned home and thought someone was inside his house. His son, who is in his 20s, suffered a non-life-threatening wound to his arm. The officer, who police haven't named, didn't realize his son was coming home that night. He said it was a mistake, a startling situation, all just an accident. A Dallas police spokesperson said that they're conducting an investigation, but they don't believe any charges will be laid. The officer's garage door was open and other doors that had been unlocked were locked when the officer arrived at his home. It caused him to have some concern that there was something going on in his house and things escalated very quickly. He's apparently a veteran cop with the Dallas Police Department, and police did not fault him for not calling police when he thought something might be wrong. He said he wanted to check the house out before he wasted a call to 911. But they are saying for everyone else, if you come home and you feel something's not right, call 911 right away.
Texas
is crazy.
Yeah,
well, there like, some people. I did what you do in those situations. I threw a warning grenade.
Yeah. And then I systematically went room to room in a SWAT style method and shot
each wall
I saw.
With several big old bullets.
Yeah. Had a silencer.
Head and middle.
Yep.
Yeah, you better be careful, especially if your dad's a Texas cop.
Yeah.
You got to watch yourself.
Just send a text.
Well, the thing is, at the same time, the kid is probably like, well, yeah, dad knows I'm coming over tonight.
Yeah.
He already knows.
No, nope. You know? The cops said he didn't.
Yeah. But sometimes as a kid, like, you're convinced that your dad knows you're coming over.
No, my dad always knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make sure.
Every time
I
visit my dad, I do it with a megaphone.
I'm coming, dad. It's me.
Hey! It's your baby boy!
Don't shoot!
I'm unarmed! I am related
to you!
I put all my weapons down in front of him.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm coming in!
I'm unarmed, Dad!
That's smart. Yeah. You gotta know who you're dealing with, huh?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I know
what they're capable of.
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting older, too.
I don't know.
That's what I mean. See very well or whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man, if my dad's sight starts going, it's like, I believe the Kool-Aid man's about to try to break into my house.
Some kind of white-skinned bear over
there. If I wear, like, a red hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid man's trying to kill me today.
Not today.
Not today. Those weren't warning shots.
No. He's not a warning shot kind of guy.
No, he's not. I
tell you. No. We're off to Indiana now, where the award-winning Rusted Silo Southern Barbecue restaurant there was just robbed. The bandits, I guess, used a saw to cut through the door and make off with cash. But now, this restaurant is offering free barbecue for life to the person that finds the criminals. Free barbecue for life.
Well, so you think like fat people everywhere are activating like in John Wick when all the...
Well, they're putting like ribs away.
Yeah, right.
We're putting ribs in holsters.
Like fat people's phones everywhere like... Beep, 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 beep,
yeah.
Which is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. We got an all-you-can-eat for the rest of your life.
Here's the story of what's going on here from WTHR-TV.
Rob Ecker and his crew work 14-hour days, creating barbecue people drive out of their way to enjoy.
We're from out of town, but we come here just for the barbecue.
Early Saturday morning, someone came to the Rusted Silo restaurant hungry for money.
We were robbed, yeah. But we were burglared first.
Thieves hit the back door first, hard. It took a beating. Yeah. But it didn't budge. Determined to get inside, they cut and pried open the front door, broke open the restaurant's antique cash register, then fled with cash.
Thank you. You'll have a great afternoon. Yes, ma'am. We're very happy that nobody was injured.
Ecker was hurt, angry, and wondering what to do next.
Took a shower. I was laying in bed, and then my mind just said, you know, we can get back at these people one way or the other.
Why not use the barbecue? After all,
I think it's amazing.
the best barbecue I've ever had.
That's so Ecker is putting right up hundreds of wanted posters and putting a barbecue bounty on the heads of the bad guys.
Whoever is the lucky person to turn in these criminals will get free barbecue for life.
Ecker, a classically trained chef, and his family opened the Rusted Silo in Liston about a year and a half ago.
We need to help people have jobs and, you know, provide a living for our family, and we work hard at what we do.
Loyal customers are lining up for the food and to offer their support and help.
I would snitch on my mother for free barbecue here.
Me too.
With a restaurant usually full of hungry people, bad guys ought to be careful. Rich Van Wyk, Channel 13, Eyewitness News.
Lock and load, Bebop. That's it. Okay, I got grenade launcher.
I've bought several dogs for us to use the track.
Handcuffs?
I got them. Grenades, throw bombs, automatics.
Duct tape.
Telescopes.
Rope.
Tons of rope.
Grappling hook.
I got it.
It's really heavy.
It is.
Some stuff's really heavy to carry.
It's time to roll out.
Okay, let's move.
That's good.
Let's hope he's close.
And when I say roll out, I mean literally like we're going to lay on the road.
And we're going to roll.
We're rolling out. Bebop and I roll out, we roll out. Free BBQ. You're coming with us, scumbag.
Oh, my God.
Stop. Please, stop right there. Stop right there.
Meth addicted.
Freak.
The idea of a chubby John Wick is amazing.
It is. I just like all the fat people get activated. They all get the text, you know?
Yeah.
Seems as though somebody sold some barbecue, Bebop. Time to hit the streets.
They're all wiping like sauce off their face and stuff.
There's like a fat guy that's like lives with pigeons.
I'm going to guess, though, that this was a semi
inside,
something like that. I mean, the way that they went about attacking the place, it wasn't like, it doesn't seem to me like just like a crackhead.
You don't think it was desperation, like just trying to get in there? Like,
well, the way that they cut that door open.
Yeah.
You know, like they cut a thing and bent it. It's like no crackhead has like the cutting tools, you wouldn't think.
No. Yeah.
But they do have their teeth.
They do have their teeth.
Chewed right through it.
Some of them. Yeah.
They have a couple of like real strong jibs left.
Yeah.
And a will to just get anything done to get some methamphetamine.
Well, if someone finds them and leads to their arrest, they'll get free barbecue for
life.
Also, if pretty it was sweet. A if it was like a guy on the street, you got to watch. You can't tell anybody because another guy on the street could get free barbecue for life.
I like a guy, the guy that stole it. He's like on the subway. He's like itching because he's all meth addicted. And then it's like Bebop and Rocksteady are holding on. There he is. Start a big old fight with him.
Little itchy, pal.
Mm-hmm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I have to sound an emergency Jew horn.
It's an emergency one?
My God. My God.
Hello, what happened?
God, Jason, my Jew God. Answered the call. Speaking of blowing horns.
Oh,
Jason the Jew had a crazy thing happen to him yesterday that we have to get to the bottom of.
What?
Guys, it shocked me to my core.
Well, it sounds like it. I didn't speak to you about it yet. I only saw a little bit of what you said on Twitter.
I have no idea what's
back
happening.
Up and take us to how this started.
All right, because I was going to say something to you guys, but it felt weird to just be like, hey, good morning. Some guy wanted to blow me.
Oh, you know? Yeah, that's an odd way to start the day at work.
Chuck just starts the day with that.
I didn't
all the
know
time.
How to broach the subject.
Yeah.
Talk to me next time.
Yeah.
All right. I'll teach you how to.
Chuck will give you a safe place.
Yeah,
you
will.
So I was driving home. This is Monday night. I was just coming home late and just minding my business, listening to some music. And I look over to my right and I can see like this person giving me a side eye, like from behind his seatbelt. You know, so
seen that, haven't we, James?
But I'm like, what the heck? Like, I'm just driving, doing my thing. So he keeps staring at me. So I'm looking over, like, what, man? You know, like I didn't do it. What's your problem? So he's going up and coming back and driving up a little bit ahead and then slowing back down and looking at me. So I'm like, this is weird. So I just keep looking. I'm minding my business, and the road splits and goes straight, and then I had to go under this overpass. So one last time, I like gave a look to be like, F you know, like,
yeah.
Thought we were going to have one of those exchanges, but no.
Wow.
He's seductively,
seductively
giving me the BJ signal and like a, it, with his other hand was like, pull over, you know?
No.
So the left hand is like full on blowing a dong and he's telling me to get off the road. So I just laughed. Like I was like, what just happened? You know? And drove home and went to my wife and was like, you'll never guess what I could have just done.
What I could have just done.
Tried to seduce you on the roads.
That's crazy.
Could have made some cash.
He's a gay road seducer.
Yeah, you know, and we've heard about it on the show. Like people have called in and said their, you know, their proposition for stuff.
Yeah.
But it's never happened to me. And I felt weird. You know, I'm like, well, what was... Is that really rocking out?
Yeah, a couple of things. Like, did he pick up a vibe? Like, why?
Yes.
You wouldn't just solicit someone that you thought...
He thought Jason was attractive.
It's a gay vibe Jason's
You're
putting out.
You're giving off a gay Jew vibe.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, what did I do, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't air drumming. I wasn't, like,
I really do think it was, Jason, that you made... You making eye contact a couple of times. Because most people would look once and be like, oh, weirdo, and look away. The fact that you kept looking back to try and figure out what he was up to, to him, that was probably
one.
That's a classic male misreading a situation.
Right, right.
Well, I thought we were in a road rage, you know?
Exactly.
And I thought he was going to try to cut me off. I'm like, what's happening here?
He had a road rager, which is different.
Oh, my.
Road rage.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's crazy and awkward, and I mean, I guess you could take it as a compliment.
I would.
Right? Someone wanted to blow you.
I guess. I just totally misread the situation. I'm like, I gotta regroup here and see.
Thought it was
what
a fight, and it was, you wanted love.
Yeah, what were you listening to? Was it like dance music, or, I mean?
No, it was Tupac. I was rapping.
You were rapping.
It was only God can judge me.
Mayo name.
Only God can judge me now.
Yeah.
Tupac.
I was rapping, and it was just weird. You know, now I look back. I guess you're right. I shouldn't have kept looking, but
yeah, that's probably it. He took you looking as like, he's into it. He likes me too.
We say it all the time. Like, a girl cannot look at a guy. She can't make the mistake of looking directly into a guy's eyes, because the second that happens, the guy instantly thinks, yes, I'm in. She wants me. She loves me.
Yeah.
Jason did that to this man.
Yeah, you did.
And my wife thought it could have been a listener trying just to mess with me, but usually when it's a listener,
no listener's going to go that. Yeah, no listener's going to go that far. They're going to point out your ethnic background.
Exactly. They don't want to give me a BJ.
Exactly.
So I don't know. It was weird. People were asking me on Twitter, you know, how was it?
Yeah, I saw that.
What do you guys think I did? I pulled over? No, man. I kept driving.
Yeah, people are saying, welcome to the everyday life of women. I can't imagine being that bold or that much of a douche, I guess. Like, what signal am I going to make to a lady? I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's a universal symbol that happens all the time.
Downtown dining.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine how many chicks have seen
Dave
that?
When he does that.
That's right. I looked away on purpose because I knew he was going to do it.
I didn't look. I knew.
Yeah, like I knew he was going to do it.
Sorry.
And I hope that's the thumbnail of the Peep Show today.
No, stop.
That's what I want it to be.
Yeah. I'll just pull it down and you can keep it for
yourself.
Thank you.
Will not,
we're
Jason.
We're going to put it out there.
Or I'll make more men pull you over.
Yeah. Probably do a Friday Bitches meme or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, girls have it rough.
Getting off on this Friday, like, blah, blah.
I've heard so many stories of girls that they'll just, like, work with a guy and they think they're just friends with this guy.
Oh, my
God. And they
think
they're just being, like, a normal friend to the guy. And then... He tries to go in for a kiss one time,
of course.
And they gotta be like,
"Yeah, they gotta do the what the hell?" Come on.
So he makes the pullover, I want to blow you signals. You then just turned away and kept driving.
Yeah. I laughed just like that.
You didn't flip the bird or anything. No, you just were like, I got
to go. Completely disarmed at that point, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, it was like I was going down and he was going straight.
You were going down. Yeah,
so it was almost like it. Oh, Jesus.
Opposite. He wanted to go down and he was not straight.
Yeah, I was going down. I don't know if he was going as straight as you think.
And he was going straight.
I kept driving.
Yeah.
You just kept driving. Yeah, I guess that's the best thing. Okay, well, so we've learned a couple of valuable lessons here. Don't make eye contact with another man.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I got to change something up because I'm looking awfully gay out there, I guess.
I don't. Oh, you're
well, no, I think it's just here's the
it was
deal.
Just the eye contact. That's
you're
it.
Just you're not a bad looking guy.
Hey, thanks, Chuck.
That's what this is all about.
Wow,
Jameson, yeah. I was ripped the other day too.
This guy.
Chicks love Jason.
Chicks love
moment.
This guy. He does. He listen.
Yeah,
you I guess don't the guys know, do too.
People
you
think
be jealous,
he's attractive,
James.
Right? You don't understand. Like,
I'm not jealous. Jason's in
no.
With Chuck.
Oh, listen.
Okay, Chuck and you know.
Don't get me started on James. Yeah. I'm just saying, Jason, you know, James, it's obvious. He's got his own calendars. He's always naked. You can tell he's got sex appeal. But Jason is a subtly more that way. Like, what? He had, like, his shirt off and something, and people were going wild.
Yeah, on his honeymoon.
Right.
James was going wild.
James was saying, that's what I mean by people. That's what I mean by people.
I don't know. I just heard James.
Exactly. James was going nuts about it.
He's like, this guy's in
shape. I didn't want to embarrass him on the internet because I was going to comment about how cut up like a mofo he was.
Yeah. So he's, like, that's what I'm saying. So there's an element of, like... You know, chicks are into them, and so are gay guys.
Several chicks be like,
oh, they would all do them, yeah.
Jason's uncomfortable now.
Oh, sure, he hasn't talked in a second.
Yeah, I'm not uncomfortable, it's just, I mean, thanks,
I guess. Flattered.
Yeah,
he knows what it is. It's not too often you come in here and get massive compliments, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Normally you just get mental torture.
Mental torture and thrown in a Jew cage.
No, but listen, I mean, gay guys want attractive guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're getting hit on by a gay guy, you got something going pretty good.
Yeah,
that's just I'll keep my head held high.
You take it as a compliment.
That's
an
ego boost for sure.
It is, because gay men are about the visual. They're not like looking at not looking at me and being like, you know.
I bet inside he's got some good stuff going on.
No, they don't care about that.
No, they don't.
Someone said Jason is now forbidden Jew fruit.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yes.
This person said, I'm a barista, 22 years old. I'm extremely friendly to customers, and I make latte art. So I got a good customer service voice, and apparently that's misleading. A guy thought I was flirting with him and had a crush on him for a couple of months, but I was really just treating him like every other customer, giving him hearts on his lattes.
Oh
you can't put hearts.
Oh, I'm never giving a guy a heart.
Yeah, you gotta come up with a different
symbol. It's like a shamrock
symbol.
Every time. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I'm drawing, but it's like a Himalaya, or I'm not drawing a heart.
Yeah.
Smiley face.
Yeah, some kind of something. Anything but a heart.
In fact, if it looks weird or something, I'm scratching it out.
Mm-hmm.
Heart is the most common thing they put.
Wow. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
This guy said, I'm straight as the day is long, but all of a sudden I want to do Jason. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
You should see him play hoops.
You're turning men.
See him with his shirt off.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. All right, Jason. Yeah, just no eye contact from now on, right? Straightforward. Mm-hmm. Do your business. Get to where you need to go with no BJ offers.
I mean, that's what I thought I was doing.
Have you ever had a woman offer that to you?
No.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No.
He just doesn't realize.
Do women do it? Is it okay? Let's ask.
He doesn't
this.
Realize.
Are gay guys just more bold that they do that? Like, I'm sure there's whores out there that do the same thing, but it's more guys doing car propositions than women.
No, you don't think so?
No, yes, it is guys, but I don't think it has anything to do with gay guys. This guy happened to be a man who was gay, because I think men all the time, gay and straight, are misreading scenarios where a chick. Jason made the mistake of looking twice.
No, but I'm asking the people that make the proposition.
It's always men.
More men.
Yep.
Like, you are an incredibly bold woman if you're giving the pullover, I'm going to...
Yeah.
Like, that's so rare. I can't even imagine. And I feel like you're like a 50-year-old smoker lady.
Yeah.
Or you're trying to rob the person.
Or you're trying to rob.
Exactly. It was a good old-fashioned robbery. Oh,
maybe that guy was a gay robber.
This guy wasn't trying to rob me.
No,
he was
not
trying
guy.
To rob me of my semen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Exactly. Almighty.
That's like, I had to. Exactly. I had to, it was seductive. You know?
It was seductive.
It wasn't in anger. It was in, like, lust.
Was it,
wow, this is interesting.
Yeah, okay.
careful.
Was it a slow motion or was, like, a quick motion?
Yeah, was he looking
was
to go
he,
fast?
Was he going gentle on you? Or?
Can you just come into James's room and show us how
oh,
he
no,
did it?
No. Don't do that.
Oh, you're going to make him do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we just have to see.
I'm curious, too. Like, was the guy, you know, holding the balls while he was doing the BJ
yeah,
motion?
Yeah, but
too?
Was it like a
oh, here
fierce,
he is.
Was
it, hey, Jason. Yeah.
Okay, so he's in the car. Right. You're in the car. Oh.
Oh, that's oh, obvious.
Yeah,
that's.
Yeah, okay. That is yeah, very obvious.
Yep.
Thank you, Jason.
You must think Jason's got a huge one, too, with that motion.
It was very long and lean.
He did a good job at that.
Going deep.
Recreation really? Of the moment.
Well, and I mean, the whatever
moment.
One he's working on was real.
Yeah, it was a large one.
Down with the thickness.
I'm a guy in my late 20s, and one night in the club, a bunch of friends, she came up to me, wrapped her arm around me, and said to me, "You look like I want to suck your blank." And no, this wasn't like a topless show bar club, it was a dance club. So they're out there, right? There are whores among us, but way more, I think, guys that would do it than women.
Yeah.
And you were just, you drew the lucky gay number that night, I guess, Jason.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. But eyes forward, don't pay attention to the people around you, and you'll likely get less gay propositions. But just take it as a win. Take it as, hey, I was obviously looking pretty decent that night in my car.
No, I think being hit on by a gay guy is like one of the most flattering things that can happen to you.
Yeah.
Like
I mean, I see the compliment. It just made me feel.
No,
I didn't know how to say
it. I know exactly. You misread it so hardcore that that's what's messing with you.
You know, and
you
like,
thought it was like fighting eyes, but really it was love making eyes.
Right. And it was like a funny way of being harassed.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Jason got catcalled.
He did.
He was treated like a piece of meat.
He really was.
That's how I felt. I tried to my wife about it.
Yep.
That's what you say. You get
just,
that ring on your
just
finger.
Just go
and then,
blow your Jew horn and you'll get past it.
I'll be careful not to do a drive in it.
Yeah, you better watch.
Way I go.
Yeah, way you go.
He has done that before, too, right? He's been practicing his shofar while driving.
Yeah. Yeah, he practices his shofar a lot.
Yeah, I don't know how sexually arousing it is.
It's a totally
realistically.
It's a non-sexual thing.
Yeah, realistically.
I mean, good on him for coming in here and pantomiming that BJ.
Yeah, that's bold.
Yeah,
it is.
But
considering everything's on tape,
he is. He made it through, and he'll just take it as a compliment, put one in the win column, and move on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Want Dave and Chuck the Freak delivered to your inbox? Sign up for their daily download and have all their bits in one place. Sign up at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com to get the podcast, Peep Show, and more sent directly to you.
We're off to Germany next, where police say a funeral in eastern Germany ended on an involuntary drug high when mourners were accidentally served hash cake.
Piece of cake.
We are in mourning.
Piece of cake.
After the burial yesterday in Wiesbaden, the funeral party went to a restaurant for coffee and cake. That's pretty customary in Germany. That's what you do. You have coffee and cake after a funeral. But after eating the cake, 13 people experienced dizziness and nausea and needed medical treatment. A police investigation revealed the restaurant employee in charge of the cakes had asked her 18-year-old daughter to bake them that night. However, the mother accidentally took the wrong cake to the funeral.
Mom.
The teenager had made a hash cake for a different occasion and then made some other cakes for her mom. She grabbed the hash cake. The 18-year-old is now under investigation. They say they're not releasing any information further than this out of respect for the mourners.
Thanks, Mom. He took down my hash cake business.
He's sure dead. So hilarious.
That's a weird time to be high, right? Like you're in mourning after a funeral. You're already off, not feeling right.
Yeah, you're in
Germany.
And
then all of a sudden you're nauseous and dizzy.
Mm. Yeah. Not good.
I just can't stop eating the cake. And it was just can't stop laughing about how terminally ill he was.
Why are we laughing?
Because he's dead.
I know, but
death is hilarious.
Bad place to have the giggles.
It is. I don't even know what a German laugh would sound like.
How much of a hash cake would I have to eat to get physically sick, like nauseous?
It all depends, but not...
Yeah, it's all milligrams.
Yeah, it all depends. You had a chunk of cake.
I like that tradition.
Yeah, coffee and cake.
That's a good tradition.
After a funeral.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good tradition after anything, really. Coffee and cake.
Yeah.
Sure.
Delicious cake.
High as balls.
As high as balls, coffee and cake. I like that tradition.
Yeah. It's a different one.
Get that started.
Well, I know firsthand that deers are bastards, and luckily
some... That's why you're trying to kill as many as you can.
That's it. I'm going to take them out one by one. No, I don't want to ever hit one again. Several middle schoolers in Massachusetts are calling their bus driver a hero this morning for staying calm when a deer flew through the bus into the windshield, injuring the driver and four students. Here's what happened from WHDH-TV. Take a listen.
All I heard was a big... And the deer just went flying right through the windshield.
Students in Dartmouth talking about the moment a deer came crashing into their school bus, landing right in the lap of their bus driver.
Ooh. I just remember the eyes of the deer. You know, it was so in panic.
The driver tells 7 News the fully grown buck was hit by a car in front of him and came flying into his bus. He managed to pull over with a broken hand and the live animal thrashing in his lap.
It was kind of messy, so I just wanted them to get off the bus, make sure they were okay.
He had blood on his head. He had it on his leg.
Zachary Lake and Zoe Rodericks were two of the 33 students on board this morning.
My feet were covered in glass, my shoes and everything. There was a tick on my ear, apparently. Like half of the bus apparently had ticks or whatever because of the deer.
All of the kids were taken to a hospital to get checked out. Zoe was one of four hurt. None of the injuries serious.
Turns out I just got nicked in the eye by glass.
The deer did not survive and did quite a bit of damage to the bus. The parents and kids are calling the bus driver a hero for keeping everyone safe.
Yeah, it was lucky.
And the bus driver says he will need surgery for his injuries. He's hopeful that can happen later this week.
A listener, I guess his mom was right near where that accident happened and sent pictures of it there, too.
It's crazy.
It, like, went right through the driver's side.
Deer bounced off another car, bounced into the front windshield. My aunt was two cars away, and she took a couple of pictures. And Mike, listener down there, just sent... Ooh, that's more graphic. Ooh, a lot more blood and guts in that one there.
That's super cool, though. I mean, there's like, it's been a string of like bad bus driver stories. It's nice to see like,
yeah, like a cool, solid, like
a
cool
hero guy. Bus driver story.
Yeah. Like a good guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good dude. And he's, those kids are lucky that he didn't freak out and drive off the road or anything. We had a live deer in his lap.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't be able to stay calm during that.
I just, the profanities that I would have let off.
Oh, bus driver Andy would have been a different situation.
Like, let me write some of this down. This is amazing. I didn't know you could combine those two.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
What is that? That starts with three F's. It's incredible.
The kids would have got an earful that day for sure.
Me too.
I would have been the bus driver. I would have sworn unbelievable. Oh, yeah. I say unbelievable things when I'm on a roller coaster.
Yeah,
I've had to apologize to people before.
Do you know if you
all the children around?
I have. Do you know if you said anything really bad about the deer that you hit?
No, I just I did apologize to the skunk. I remember the deer. I just made like like that.
But you weren't mad at it afterwards.
Oh, I swore quite a bit. Yeah. I was more of like the situation, I guess. I didn't really take it out.
Yeah. It's funny to talk smack to a deer. Like it's like taking its dying breath. It's like, you deserve this.
Oh, you piece of trash.
You did this. You're such a useless creature, you know.
But I do remember this shocked look. Like the deer came out and basically ran into me, right?
Yeah.
And I do remember, though, the look in the shock look in the eyes. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done this.
They're so stupid.
There is four of them. They have a party on a lawn right across the street from me every morning. Mm. My when I pull out, my lights hit them almost every single day. Mm. Gigantic, too. They're huge.
Are they having a party or are they hunting you?
Maybe they're waiting for me. There's the guy that killed our friend.
Did you know he talked smack to him right before he died?
Yeah, swore at him, called him a whore.
Stalking you.
He called him a whore.
Killed our friend.
Yeah.
Didn't you kill my brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Who knows?
Yeah,
I feel like they're just having a party, but maybe
there he goes. 3:13 in the morning, every day like clockwork.
They're just making sure they don't get hit by him.
Yeah.
Everybody back on the lawn.
On the lawn. Here comes that maniac.
On the lawn.
Here comes that freaking maniac again.
Who's driving at this time of day?
Oh my god!
This guy, what a freak.
Maybe that is it. They're just trying to protect the community from me.
Oh.
Get back from the robbers!
Hey, settle down. He just killed a skunk.
He just hit another creature. He has no regard for life.
Maybe that's why the woodpecker has turned against me, because the word's out.
Yeah.
You've angled.
Oh, no, he's a tail. Oh, that's right.
The woodpecker just drilled another big hole in my patio.
Yeah, they're marking the area. They're like, put the mark on this guy.
You're the opposite of the Beastmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Beast Killer. No, I hope they're not just waiting for me.
They're waiting.
Yeah. We got a woodpecker checking it out. He's getting this
day. Yeah, he doesn't like what he sees.
No, he's watching him.
Reminder, because there was a stolen base in the World Series, everyone in the country can get a free Doritos Locos Taco at Taco Bell today between 2 and 6 p.m., so keep that in mind. But here's the thing. Del Taco is like, oh, yeah?
Uh-oh, what are they doing?
Well, we'll give away free tacos today, but we'll do it all day. You don't have to come in between 2 and 6. Come in anytime.
Yeah, but
get your free taco. Yeah, I mean, do what you like.
Just a plain old regular taco?
Yeah.
Probably.
Free tacos, it says.
Yeah.
Good move, Del Taco.
All day long.
Brilliant move.
And then Mountain Dew is launching a new peach flavor called Happy Dew Year. They also launched a new pineapple flavor Mountain Dew that actually got really good reviews from what I saw.
I drink a lot of those like sparkling ice things. They're like they're just water with flavor in them.
Yeah.
And they have like a lot of these weird flavors. And it's good.
The peach ice brand is really good.
Yeah.
I like sparkling ice.
I don't know.
Did you try it?
I haven't tried any of these flavors yet, but I did try their Voodoo Dew.
Yeah.
Which is like a fruity, like, cream soda. It was weird. I don't know. Like, I like just classic Mountain Dew.
I saw the cinnamon Coke Zero and the orange Coke Zero on shelves this week.
Well, I've had the orange. I drink the orange one all the time.
Orange Coke Zero?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I drink it all the time.
Yeah, you like it?
It's okay. It's orange vanilla.
Oh, man.
It's okay.
I just like the regular.
Yeah, me too.
I like the cherry.
Cherry's real good.
Yeah.
And one more thing here. You can now brew cannabis coffee in your Keurig. Brew Buds is a line of cannabis-infused coffee, tea, and hot chocolate.
I've tried it.
That can be brewed in a Keurig machine. You can choose different strengths of THC, 10, 25, or 50 milligrams per pod.
I always go 50.
You go 50.
Wow. And that's in the legal states you can get it, like Colorado or something?
You got that right.
That's right, man.
Brew Buds with a Z.
The only thing that perks me up is a soothing weed.
I'm awake. Trust me, I'm awake.
I haven't gone to work in 4 days.
That'd be a different, like, old school Folgers commercial, right? Yeah.
Whatever. Best part of wake.
He had weed in his cup.
Yeah, they're going to up the caffeine in that. Yeah.
Good morning, Rising.
All right.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.